Top 12 Grilling Mistakes. As a billion-dollar business, selling grills is like not going away anytime soon. In fact, sales are gaining strength thanks to COVID-19, which forced many to find ways to keep cooking and eating interesting while forced to stay out of restaurants. When asked, most people say they grill or barbecue for flavor. If that is the case, then why are some of the most common practices the ones causing the most variation in the taste of your grilled foods? Here are the top 12 grilling mistakes you should avoid. Number 1, skipping preheat of the grill. It does not matter if you prefer to use a gas grill or a charcoal unit, you need to preheat the grill before adding food. Why? It is the only way to avoid having your food stick to the grill grate. When you allow the metal to heat to a very hot level, the protein and meats cannot form a bond with the metal grate. Plan about 5 minutes preheat time for charcoal grills and 15 minutes for gas units. Number 2. Cooking on an unclean grill. Yeah, I know, the grill is located outside, so you think it does not need the same care and cleaning as your kitchen equipment indoors. Wrong. Leftover food particles, grease, smoke, tar, and creosote can build up on various parts of the grill and cause changes in food flavors as well as make the food stick. Plus, a grease trap that has never been emptied can ignite, which will ruin your planned grill day. Get in the habit of scraping the grill grate after preheating and lightly scrub the cooled down grill, including the lid area, with steel wool and water. The lid likes to hold on to carbonized grease, which becomes flaky and falls off onto your foods if left in place. Number 3, not oiling the grill grate. In addition to preheating the grill, oiling the grate is key to keeping food from sticking. This needs to be done whether you're cooking on gas or charcoal. Using tongs, dip a wad of paper towels in vegetable oil and wipe the preheated, scrubbed cooking grate before adding food. Number 4, using lighter fluid. For charcoal grill lovers, stop ruining your foods with lighter fluid. Coals are easier to light with lighter fluid for one reason only: the chemicals make for quick lighting. They also impart those chemical flavors to your food. Learn to use a chimney starter with either newspaper for lighting or a fire starter placed at the bottom. And this leads us to number 5, not having enough coals. Depending on the size of the chimney starter you purchase, the average weight of charcoal used in one is 3 pounds. If you're planning a full day of grilling, that one chimney starter will not be enough. Do not forget to load the charcoal area of the grill with unlit charcoal before the hot coals are added. The hot coals will gradually ignite the unlit and keep the temperature going so you can keep cooking. Number 6, pouring the coals too soon. Once you have the chimney starter lit, leave it alone. Too often, the chimney is poured before the top layer of coals is covered with ash. That means the coals are a gray color, not black. If you do not allow the coals to fully heat, you will not be able to sustain the temperature of the equipment for cooking, or worse, the fire could go out completely. Number 7, turning meat too soon. We covered why it is so important to preheat the grill before placing food on the grate. Part of the nonstick relates to turning meat. The meat's surface needs to be hot enough to release from the grate. If you don't wait long enough, the meat will tear. Wait until you can easily lift the meat before making the turn. Number 8, running out of propane. I think just about everyone at one time or another makes the mistake of starting a grilling day and the propane tank runs out. Here is a trick for those who own a tank that has no fuel gauge. Boil 1 cup of water and pour it down the side of the tank. Feel the metal with your hand. Where you feel warmth on the tank means that area of the tank is empty. Feel coolness? That is the current level of available propane. Number 9, cooking with the lid open. Apart from lighting a gas grill, which should always be done with the lid up, you should do cooking with the lid down. Remember, gas grills deliver less heat than charcoal models. Keep the lid down to trap as much heat as possible. Number 10, lifting the lid during cooking. Having a hinge lid seems to imply that you are to readily open and close it at a whim. Nothing is further from the truth. Just like your oven, every time you open the lid on the grill, you allow heat to escape, forcing it to work harder to maintain the heat setting. Leave the lid alone. Number 11, using vents for proper airflow. Comparable to the dials on an oven, vents are what control airflow to either boost the heat of the grill, reduce the heat, and extinguish fire and heat. On a charcoal grill, there are vents on the top of the lid and the bottom of the charcoal area. The bottom vents draw in oxygen to feed the fire while the top provide for the draft. Balance the two openings and you succeed in reaching regulated temperature, just like setting the dial on your stove. Gas grills also have vents, but they are usually fixed and intended to release some gases and heat from the higher BTU burner ratings. And number 12, using only one cooking setup on the grill. Grills allow for so much versatility in cooking essentially any food item, whether that is animal protein, fruit, vegetables, or even bread and baked items. Do not limit yourself to just one grill setup. If you are one to light up all the burners on the grill or place your hot coals all throughout the charcoal area of your grill, then you are missing out. Direct fire works for quick cooking methods like burgers and hot dogs, but it is not the best setup for other foods. Learn to use a two-zone setup. Heat on one half of the grill area while food is placed on the unheated side. You will have the benefit of controlled cooking when needed and the option for direct char and searing for finishing items or for quick cook foods on the direct fire side. Did we miss a grilling mistake? Leave us a comment to let us know. We welcome all types of questions and encourage you to follow and subscribe to our social channels so you don't miss anything. We look forward to providing you with tips, techniques, recipes, and the science for all things wood-fired cooked. Did you love this blog? Then please share it.